This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, Dan Haar, I mean, there were grumblings around the Capitol about this, but Dan Haar, interviewed Ryan Fazio about his potential interest, and there's interest there in Ryan Fazio running for governor, mid-30s Republican from Greenwich, and he joins us now. Obviously, we did a lot of talk on energy and a whole bunch of other things during the legislative session with Senator Fazio. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm great, Brian. How are you?
I'm great. I got a bunch of questions. We really appreciate the time. So many different directions, but I want to give you the opportunity. Just give me your thought process leading up to whether it's talking to Dan last week or where you are this morning.
As I told Dan, I'm strongly considering a run for governor. I grew up in this state. I love this state. I think it has great people, great communities. It has everything working for it. And yet you look at the state and it's the third highest tax state in the country. It's the state with the third highest electric rates in the country, and still significant out migration with people leaving. And I just think that the people of this state deserve leadership equal to the caliber of its people and its communities. And sometimes you have to step up and take a risk in order to make things truly better. So that's why I'm strongly considering it, and I'll make a decision in the probably in the next couple of months at latest about what I'm going to do.
See, I mean, I've said many times I would love it if Lamont didn't run, not because I don't like him, because I would love an open race on both sides. And I think that, you know, you entered in the race, it would be fascinating, you know, especially, you know, going against Aaron Stewart, the mayor of New Britain. I put this to Aaron as well, and it was raised with Dan. You told Dan that Lamont's decision wouldn't impact yours. You know, I'll take you at your word on that. But the youth thing is fascinating, because you could literally wait 10 years and still be really young, right? And you could wait 4 years when you know Lamont's not running again and just do a great work in the state Senate and just wait for that open seat. Like, why would you want to do it now instead of waiting 4 years?
I don't think the people of the state can necessarily wait for things to change. I think they're struggling to make ends meet. They're struggling to see economic growth that other parts of the country are seeing. And they deserve change and positive leadership now rather than later. And if I think I can help deliver that, then there's no reason I should wait. Obviously, I could. But you know, I'm proud of my record of delivering results in the Senate, you know, passing bills in bipartisan fashion, standing up against the excesses of the Democratic Party when they lose their mind in this state. And if I think I'm the best candidate and the best possible governor, then, you know, that would factor into my decision to run now. If I answer those questions, yes, then I don't think there's any reason to wait.
Yeah. And what about, you know, contrasting with, I mean, listen, who knows if anyone else will jump in on the Republican side, but say, for instance, Mayor Aaron Stewart is your primary opponent, and you know, what is your contrast to her?
You know, I haven't thought too much about that. And, you know, I respect Mayor Stewart. I think she's a good public servant and she's in it for the right reason. So, you know, I'll let, you know, if I make a decision to run, if she makes the decision to run, well, we'll let voters make that determination. But, you know, as far as contrast is concerned, you know, the contrast I want to set is with the excesses of the Democratic Party in Hartford, which has had complete control of the state for 16 or 18 years and have raised taxes to the point of it being the third highest tax state in the country, and electric rates to the point that we're paying 20% of our bills for public benefits for government programs, which is really a tax, to the point that, you know, we're in the bottom 10 for economic growth and since Ned Lamont was elected in 2018. So that's the contrast I want to set. I'm not running against any person. I'm running against the failures of a one-party state in the last 15 years. And more than anything, I would be running if I make that decision for a better future for Connecticut.
Yeah, and there's some comps here that make some sense. I mean, I was working in Massachusetts when Charlie Baker was governor there in a very strongly Democratic state. And he was popular and by most accounts did a pretty good job. So, I mean, this stuff is, and a lot of people think that it could be a good time for, you know, a Republican to win the governor's seat here in Connecticut. One difficult question that I have to ask, and I asked it of Mayor Stewart as well, you know, where do you stand vis-a-vis President Trump?
Well, listen, I'm a good Republican, proud Republican. I voted for the president and all the Republicans on the ticket. You know, at the same time, I'm not running for federal office. I'm focused on state issues and, you know, delivering results for the state of Connecticut, including eliminating public benefits, including lowering taxes. So if I run that, I'm going to be focused on state policies, even though, you know, I'm a proud Republican. And you know, my view of, you know, federal politics or local politics or anything is I want whoever has been chosen for leadership to succeed. So, you know, I wish well, you know, all of our leaders and hope they can bring people together and deliver results for our towns or cities or state and our country.
You know, I'm interested. I mean, we're obviously going to talk a lot, whether you run or don't run. I look forward to having more conversations in the future. We're talking with Ryan Fazio, state senator here on Bryan Company, who's considering a run for governor and the Republican nomination. You know, obviously with the energy side of things, you know, you've done a ton of work. And obviously, you know, it's not the only thing you do outside of, you know, the public benefits and trying to lower energy costs. You know, there's a bigger picture issue to be tackled in energy, which is, you know, getting more of it, less expensive mm-hmm. energy, not just about the fees and stuff. And the same with taxation. Like we just structurally, there's, you know, a massive problem with the property tax. The reassessments in every municipality is crushing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Governments and residents and stuff. What is outside of just like the energy issue and the public benefits? What are one or two key issues or things you're thinking about that could be different to help the state
on the energy front specifically, or more broadly than that?
No, anything. I'm leaving it open to you. Whatever you'd like to talk about. You could be energy if you want to.
Property taxes are a great example. Property taxes are among the five highest states in the country in Connecticut. There are states that have implemented successfully a property tax cap, which provides long-term property tax relief for seniors, for working-class families, and everybody. And I proposed in the Senate, and Democrats have not passed, a property tax cap that would cap the rate of property tax increases year after year at slightly above the rate of inflation. And in exchange for that, eliminate hundreds of different unfunded mandates on our towns and cities that raise the cost of local government. So I run on that as a state senator. If I ran for governor, I'd run on that too. I've proposed a $1,000 income tax cut for the average family in the state, you know, fund it by simplifying the tax code, take out a bunch of the special interest deductions and credits or politically preferred industries and corporations, and deliver real middle class tax relief, more than 1% for the average family. That is something I run on every single time as a state senator. And if I ran for governor, I'd run on that too. I think people deserve real proposals, real results, and real relief, you know, not just trivial kind of campaign. They deserve substantive campaigns from leaders who actually want to lead and deliver results.
When you make a decision, Senator, feel free to come on here first to tell people, but we understand there's a lot of competition for your attention. Have a great holiday, and I do be honest, like you're in your off season. You already talked to Dan. We obviously our audience is very interested, but we're grateful that you took a few minutes to talk to us.
Anytime, Brian. I always love coming on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit SmileGeneration.com/confidence today. and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.